gladiolus. There has never been a shortage of places the body wanted not to be. In the lifeboat, at the awards dinner, under the tree after falling, in the tree hanging, in the box exhumed. Or here, in a photo on an inside page of the New York Times, a skeleton from the African burial ground, hands folded across the now collapsed chest. A gesture, the Times says, meant to help the spirit find Africa again. And now Scaphoid, the wrist's bone boat, rides in what was the heart's little harbor. And Cuneiform, the wrist's wedge, and Semilunar, the wrist's half-moon, rises over the ocean. Remember how often the torso was just bloody cloth, the groin a red triangle, the arms fired and set adrift. That's over. Now fingers, wrist, ribs, spine are mixed, all crossed, all merely cups in the same cupboard. But spirit, you were right all along. The journey is a map of the body. Here, in the backwash of the chest, above the inlet of the pelvis, north of the great and nameless Os in Ominitum, here at the sternum, you crossed your two lucky arms at the middle bone called gladiolus. North of Ensifor, the false one, south of the manubrium, gladiolus, also called the sword of the body, once called the wild iris of Africa.